Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabobank here at the Cattle Industry Convention in just a moment.
Coming up Friday, January 29th, it's your chance to buy cattle the Superior way from Superior Livestock with their regular auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. This sale will be broadcast live in the trade show at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego, California. They'll be offering about 21,000 head, 5,850 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,400 wean calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. At next Superior Livestock Sale coming up Friday, January 29th. Remember, SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
We're reporting today from San Diego, 2016 Cattle Industry Convention. Caught up with Don Close with Rabobank, talking about the upcoming cattle inventory report that'll be out on Friday of this week from USDA. And he says one thing is for certain, this report is going to tell us that we've got a lot more beef cows January 1 of this year compared to 1 year ago.
I think that's a very safe assumption. You know, in my office call load and the number of folks that I talk with, of various levels of the industry, it seems like it didn't matter who I was talking to, everybody had some kind of heifer development program up their sleeve. Mm-hmm. And between now and a year from now, I think we're going to see both a lot of first calf heifers and a lot of first calf cows in the marketplace.
Cattle market definitely had a lot of volatility, ups and downs in the second half of the year. A lot of red ink in our feedlots. Not such a great year for the margin operators and the stocker end of the business. Cow-calf operators, though, while not as profitable as a year ago at this point, still profitable as we begin the new year. And Don Close says, based on last week's cattle on feed numbers, there still seems to be a lot of intentions to be holding back females.
You know, we did get the January cattle on feed report last week, that we get that quarterly breakdown of steers and heifers on feed. And certainly with the available data that came in the on feed report, while we expect to see it slow down tremendously from the last 2 years, but the first level of data on heifers in the feed yard mix suggests that retention is still going on, at least through the first of the year.
You know, we've talked before. What is a good number? In other words, where do we need to end up by the end of 17 or 18 on the total beef cow herd? What do we need today to satisfy our domestic and international demand?
That's such a good question, and it's a timely question, because as I was in the office on Monday and we had our in-house staff meeting, some of the modeling work we're doing, our real objective, you know, and as we've talked cow herd expansion in the last couple of years, we thought we could get the U.S. beef cow number back to the 32, maybe 33 million level. In the conversation we had in the modeling work, say this week, we're backing away from that just a pinch. We think the 31, still maybe the 32 million total beef cow number is achievable.
Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz from San Diego. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.